Today is November 3rd. It's Sunday, the first Sunday in the spring month, November. And every Sunday is a chance for us to give thanks and praise to God.
Yes, yes, amen.
You identify yourself as a Christian, you know that Sunday is God's day.
Yes.
The Lord's day. May the worship and give thanks to God, for God is good.
All the time.
Deserves the praise and thanks.
Yes.
But there's something different about this day.
Come on.
Something special and different about this day in this church. Today, the rest of the world will be celebrating the 31st Sunday of ordinary time, but today is the feast, St. Martin the Porous, our feast day.
Yes, amen.
And so we come today with extra joy, extra thanks in our hearts, because God has blessed us to be considered and called the parish family dedicated to St. Martin the Porous. Every Catholic church has a patron saint. We know that saint has something special and prayer to that faith community. We know today this man who looked like us. That God saw in him a brown boy, a boy with curly hair, that he would be his saint. Martin de Porres had every reason to be bitter, for his father walked out on his mom. He experienced the reality of racism in the church and society, the sting of poverty, all those things that many of us can identify with. But he chose to get better than bitter. So Martin, from your place in heaven, step out of your rank just for a moment today and pray for us. I invite you to join me today as the word of God has been proclaimed so beautifully, to pray with me, to pray over me, that the word that is in my heart today might be what God wants you to hear. Faithful God, thank you so much for your grace and mercy. That's what woke us up this morning. We are here today to worship you. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. Open my heart, Lord. Open my mouth and my mind to proclaim your word, that your people might be sanctified. Sanctified. In Jesus' name, let the church say,
amen.
I think it's been a month since I preached this morning. So I'm going to title this word today, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? You got to turn to your neighbor, put a gold Christian smile on your face, and say, he about to tear that up. 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 Guess who's coming to dinner? If we listen to the gospel today, Luke chapter 19, the very first verses of that wonderful text, we hear this encounter between Jesus and Zacchaeus. The great Marian Wright Edelman said, every encounter, every human encounter is sacred. How much more sacred is when Jesus encounters somebody? When Jesus comes in, new life begins. You'll never be the same again. Who knows what I'm talking about this morning? When Jesus comes in your life, when Jesus comes in your life, you're never the same again. And throughout salvation history, we hear so many stories of Jesus encountering someone. And you're never the same. You got a new walk, a new talk, a new way of looking at life because Jesus stepped in your life. When Jesus came in my life, something different happened. And we hear today, he intends to go to Jericho, which stands still today as one of the oldest cities in the world. Jericho. A city that's deeply rooted in Scripture. Something happens when you encounter Jericho. The Good Samaritan stepped in. Those 10 lepers had their life cleansed and changed in Jericho. And Jesus intends to go to the city today, and he sees Zacchaeus. And he says, come down here. Hurry. Come down quickly. Today I want to stay in your house. I'm coming to dinner. In that time, to eat with somebody meant you shared life with them. Literally, companies with bread. To share life, to share bread. Eating was a sacred thing. It didn't matter what you had. It was a fact we shared from the same bowl, the same table. Sacred encounter. But as we go through this text today, Luke 19, there's three points I want to highlight today. Let me teach this thing before I preach this thing. The first thing that Zacchaeus has to do is come down from the tree. He had gone up there. He was inquisitive to see, but also maybe he was afraid. Limited and afraid. Yes, he was short in stature and wanted to get a good sight of Jesus, but he also was afraid to encounter people. He had to come down from the tree, not just physically, but spiritually. You see, Jesus is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Jesus came down and walked among us. God didn't say, from a distance you're forgiven, from a distance you're loved. His incarnate Son, Word made flesh, comes among us. And so he tells Zacchaeus, come down from the tree. Don't be peeping at me. So a lot of times, we want to peep at Jesus. We want to see from a distance. From a distance. It's the same thing that challenges us today in church. Well, we want Jesus. We want his church. From a distance, though. I don't want to get too involved. From a distance. Oh, I want the church when my child wants to be baptized. You best believe I want the church then. I want the church when I want to get married. I want the church when it's time for my son, my daughter, my husband, my mom to go home. But do I want the church and Christ on the regular? Or do we just peep at Jesus? Last week in pastoral council, we talked about what it means to be an active member of St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church. Because about 3/4 of those who claim to be members don't show up. Don't be peeping at Jesus. You got to come down from the tree and eye to eye. Our God is a God who looks you in the eye. Our God is a God who looks you in the eye and says, I love you. Our God is an incarnate God. Don't be peeping at Jesus. Come on down from that tree. I'm coming to your house for dinner. I'm coming to your house. Number two. Zacchaeus had to tell his truth. Y'all can get real quiet now. Because we don't like too much truth. We like a dressed up lie as opposed to the naked truth. Zacchaeus had to speak his truth. Jesus already knew it. God knows your stuff. But sometimes we want to keep it all quiet. But God knows our truth. The first thing any counselor or anybody who does recovery work will tell you, the first step to recovery, am I right, sister? Is tell your truth. You cannot have healing without truth. You can mask it, dance it up, dress it up, but you got to tell your truth. What's my truth? What's your truth? And be able to express that first and foremost to yourself and in a community of love. Is our truth we drink too much? Is our truth that we are trying to medicate ourselves with pills? Is our truth that we shop when we don't have the money? Just because I want to look a certain way because she got that, I want to have it too. What's our debt situation? What's the truth of that, church? Is our truth that we go in spaces on the internet we know we should not? And that's not just for young people. Pornography is something that wraps its hands around adult folks and find themselves seeing everyone as an object of desire and use. Can we acknowledge, yes, our truths that we want to work on, to expose for healing, but also the truth that God has for you and your blessings. That's your truth as well. Speak your truth. When someone asks you, what do you do well? I sing well. I'm organized. I'm a person who works better with groups. I'm a person who is able to give back to others. I'm a community organizer and activist. But someone's got to remind us, you better vote on Tuesday. You better vote. You better vote. And get ready to vote next year especially, but you better vote this year too. What is your truth? But Zacchaeus had to speak it. And what is he saying? Lord, behold, half of my stuff I'm going to give away because I know I've not always been right. In that context, in that society, a tax collector got a little bit for the man and a little bit for themselves. You get two, I get one. You get one, I get two. But he used his privilege, not for service. When you are blessed, you better be a blessing to somebody else. When you're blessed, that's why I'm so glad my sisters are here today, the Deltas. Got my red on this morning too. Because they are women who are blessed, amen, and give back. They have a program here. On the third Saturday of the month, where young people can receive education and formation and support. They could be in any church, community organization, center in the whole city. They chose St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church to be here. Y'all better get up and say thank you because that's a good thing. Lift up those babies. Lift up those babies. Lift them up. I'm going to give back my stuff because it didn't come from me anyway. It was all from God. Blessings and glory, it all belongs to you. you, Jesus, for blessing me. Jesus never said, give your stuff away. But when Jesus encounters you, because our God is not a stingy God, be careful when you're around stingy people. You want to dinner with somebody, comes time for the bill. Well, I only had one drink. And you had dessert. I don't eat dessert. And I had half of your salad, so I ain't paying for that either. So you know what I'm talking about, right? Just give me the bill. I pay for it. Stingy people. And they're sitting on, you know, people have got a lot of money. They're some of the stingiest ones. You know you had more than one drink. Don't be lying up in here. He said, I'll give back half my stuff. And if I've done wrong, third point, come down from the tree, speak your truth. And reconciliation and reparations. If I've defrauded anyone, I will say he'll pay it back four times over. Because part of truth telling is speaking reconciliation and reparation. And that's not just a check. It's acknowledging you've done wrong. What victims and survivors of abuse want the most is someone to acknowledge what happened to them. Don't give me a lawyer. Tell me why you let that happen to me. Reparation means to try to make right what we've done to indigenous people in this country, what we've done to women in this country. How is it that we still struggle with the fact, can a woman be a president? Yes, she can. And anything, anyone is better than what we got right now. Because we have to be spirit to tell the truth. We've done to people who came here in chains from West Africa. And we wonder why we still have trauma today. We've never dealt with the reconciliation and the reparation needs to happen. We think it's all good. No, perhaps it's gotten worse. Jesus comes to Zacchaeus' house for dinner, all because he encountered him. And notice, folks, he never says anything to hurt his spirit. Encounter is always out of love, because love still wins. Love still wins, church. Love heals. No one is converted out of fear. I might say, well, I'll make sure you don't catch me next time. I'll be more careful. But if I love you, I'm not going to cheat on you. If I love you, and if I do step out, I'm going to speak my truth and work on it and accept what may happen because I was not honest. Love wins. It's the love of God. Son who stepped down. That's what makes this man a saint. He knew no matter what the world said about him, I'm God's child. I'm worthy. I am somebody. No matter what the world may say about me, I am somebody. in the eyes of God. And that's why Martin did what he did. Because Martin knew a man named Jesus. Zacchaeus knew a man named Jesus. He must have heard, folks must have said something on Twitter. I think I heard that Jesus is in town. Maybe got a Facebook message. Maybe somebody had said something on the television, but I hear there's a man walking down the street named Jesus. I hear there's a man walking around named Jesus. I heard about a man named Jesus. And if you come to him, he'll set you free. He will lift you up and turn you around. Place your feet